The Steve Gerber Show on MTN.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3.
45 after on this Thursday. John James, who is running for United States Senate as a Republican, challenging Debbie Stabenow, was on the program yesterday, if you caught it. And he said there was new polling coming showing a dramatic change in the race and putting him in a race to the finish line just a little more than 3.5 weeks from now. Those numbers are now out from Mitchell Research. Steve Mitchell joining us now to talk about the new polling numbers. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, great to be with you again this morning, Steve.
Always good to have you here. So the Senate race, I mean, John James was here yesterday. We didn't have your numbers yesterday morning at this time. We've got them now. So tell us what's going on in this Senate race.
Well, Rich Dudley and Jim Holcomb over at the Michigan Chamber wanted to let their board know what's going on in the races statewide here in Michigan. So they asked me to do a poll of Michigan voters. I did 654 completed calls, 50% cell phones, 50% landlines. And we found that the race for both governor and senator in Michigan now is in single digits. John James, who is behind by 18% in a poll conducted by the Detroit News about a week before ours, has now tightened to 9% in the poll that we conducted. So,
you know, it's interesting because I see
51-42.
Yeah, I see a lot of when you drive around the state all over, you see John James signs everywhere. But I see Debbie Stabenow is more aggressive in her television advertising and so forth. John James obviously doesn't have the money that the senator has, but the race has tightened to 9 points. That'd be a monumental comeback, wouldn't it, all the way back to Election Day from being, as you mentioned, 15, 20 points down?
It would be. It's a tough race. Debbie Stabenow is a terrific candidate. She has been a senator now for 3 terms. This is her 4th term that she's running for, and she has always been a great retail politician. But John James, I think, outraised her and is really raising a lot of money. He seems to be catching fire with a lot of voters, and it's exhibited here in the polling that we did starting on September 30th through October 7th.
But to really move those numbers, I mean, he's going to have to start spending some of that money and get out and get visible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely, that's true. I think what happened here is that the brutal battle over the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh really helped Republican candidates. We always knew the Democrats were going to walk on broken glass and bare feet and go through fire to vote, but the Kavanaugh hearing galvanized the Republican vote behind Republican candidates.
That's
we've seen it all over the country, and that's what we're seeing here, Steve.
Absolutely true. We've seen it everywhere. In fact, I had a caller this morning say, well, why haven't we seen it in Michigan? Well, there you go. You're seeing it in Michigan. So let's talk about the governor's race then, because it's galvanizing. I mean, I just looked at the latest polling. Greg Abbott's up by 20 points in his race to return to the governor's mansion in Texas. I mean, the Republicans are benefiting all over the country. What does it mean for Bill Schuette and his challenge with Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, you also have the same thing, by the way, in Arizona, where McSally has been trailing Sinema for a long time, and now she's up in Arizona
by
as a result of this bump. But here in Michigan, we're showing that Bill Schuette is now trailing by about 7.5 points, 46 to 38. It's really 47.5 to 38.2. So it's a very close race, much closer than it was. We've got both those races in single digits. And you have to remember, Steve, that in Michigan, in mid-October, Donald Trump was trailing by double digits. So they've got a tough road to hoe. This is a midterm election that normally helps Democrats. There's been a lot of talk about a blue wave. So both John James and Bill Schuette have a lot to overcome because they're both running against strong candidates in Gretchen Whitmer and Debbie Stabenow. But 4 weeks is a long time in politics.
Yeah, it can be a lifetime, as we have seen, because you're right. The Democrats, their base was already agitated and motivated by a variety of things. Their dislike for Donald Trump, the dislike for his policies, and so on and so forth. It was the Republicans that lacked the motivation, I suppose. But I think you're right. They have been galvanized. They have been brought to action because of what they saw and what many took to be a very unfair treatment of Judge Kavanaugh, because they felt that he was targeted and maligned and gone after at the very last moment. And a lot of people just don't like it, men and women, men and women. And then you hear, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I think that Hillary Clinton out there is hurting the Democrats every time she's out there and speaks. It's great for Republicans because her saying we can no longer be civil to Republicans, we must basically destroy them. The same from Eric Holder. Those kinds of comments are very telling. And I think that decent, general, middle-of-the-road people don't like it, is a general rule.
Yeah, the incivility that we've got, and it's and it's on both sides. I mean, there's real anger. I've been in politics a long time, and this is some of the worst hyper-partisanship I've seen. And it's really because I think Donald Trump is such a lightning rod, and because the Democrats really hate him so much, they are just very fired up. But this, you're right. I mean, as we talk about this Kavanaugh hearing, a lot of people felt that they just went too far in going after Brett Kavanaugh, and therefore, because of what their perceived unfairness, here we see in Michigan as well as all over the country a dramatic movement for Republican candidates.
All right, Steve Mitchell here from Mitchell Research. How do you how would the Republicans hang on to that momentum, if you will? Because again, John James still would have to overcome 9 points. Bill Schuette has to come up 7 points. Now that's doable. I mean, that's why you play the football games. You don't just call it in. But what's it going to take? What kind of messaging? What kind of motivation?
Well, I think both Schuette and John James have to find an issue. John James is running against an incumbent, a three-term incumbent, 18 years in the U.S. Senate. You've got to provide a compelling reason to voters why that candidate, why that incumbent should be replaced. And it really is finding an issue on which that incumbent senator differs from the value system of the people in Michigan.
All right.
And then you have to point it out. And Gretchen Whitmer, because it's perceived that she will win this race and has been for a long time, is like Jennifer Granholm. She's not an incumbent, but she has the qualities and characteristics of an incumbent. And Bill Schuette has to explain why there's a compelling reason she should not be elected.
All right, only about 10 seconds here, Steve. Any more polling between now and Election Day from your firm?
Absolutely.
Great. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Steve Mitchell, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mitchell Research, Steve Mitchell there. The latest numbers, single digits in the race for the Senate and for the governor's mansion. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people, those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of